This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oregon State Legislature continues, and live in Salem this morning, State Senator David Brock Smith. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about some of the things that have been happening in the past few days in Salem. What are some of the highlights?
Well, so Tuesday was the drop-dead day for pre-session filed bills. They needed to be submitted by 5 p.m. on Tuesday. So now we're kind of seeing the lay of the land in association with where things are going to be and some of the just the bills of, that are a little bit of overreach out there. I did have an opportunity this week to actually go over every piece of legislation that will be on the agenda for next week. And, of course, have some concerns with some of those pieces of legislation coming up.
Yeah, let's talk more about some of those things now as the session is moving along. What's out there that is a little worrisome to you?
Well, Senate Bill 579 is a bill that will have a work session coming up this week that allows a convicted felon, the worst of the worst, to be able to vote while they're incarcerated. I think it's crazy that that would be allowed to happen, considering they would have the opportunity to vote for their or against the district attorney and or judge that put them in prison for their crimes. And again, when I say the worst of the worst, you know, it's the most horrific crimes you can imagine as convicted felons. I've had to create a work group with regards to Senate Bill 530, which is a bill that deals with natural and working lands. More importantly, it's a piece of legislation that's being moved forward by Senator Dimbrough in regards to climate change and carbon sequestration. It's very problematic because it's supposed to be voluntary, but the language is setting up the Oregon Global Warming Commission to be this, you know, larger funded agency that would then direct statutory authority for our farmers, ranchers, and foresters to be able to dictate climate or carbon sequestration goals in the future. And so we're hopeful to be able to stop the bill and or have multiple prescribed amendments for that piece of legislation that makes it a much better bill that industry is happy with.
Is it? Can you tell this early on how much support there is out there for this legislation?
Oh yes, no, it's got multiple Democrat sponsors. It's, you know, Senator Dimbrough isn't coming home. He was the co-chair of the Joint Committee on Carbon Reduction when I was the co-vice chair when we were dealing with cap and trade before we ended that conversation by walking out back in 2020. It has lots of legs, Kyle. So he is open to the discussion for changes because he has been sincere with regards to it not being a forced measure on our timber and our farming industries in the state. So I'm hopeful that we'll get that language back probably Monday from our team with regards to the amendments that we're looking at so that we can move forward and have those conversations to make it not a bad bill.
And looking at some of the other things that are going on right now, what else out there do you see that is especially concerning to you?
Well, there's a number of bills in this natural resource space that's over in the House as well, dealing with House Bill 3229, which essentially authorizes the Environmental Quality Commission to deal with various issues. House Bill 3196, again with the Environmental Quality Commission, with regards to climate investments. There are a number of bills in regards to just going over the list here, Kyle. There's a number of bills with regards to House Bill 3016 that deals with communities, and they're saying it's green infrastructure with green investments that that are going to be having to be paid by literally our ratepayers, which is very concerning. And there's bills in judiciary that set aside convictions and that are problematic for, I believe, our people. So it's pretty much, there's 121 days left of this session. We're working to make sure that there's also our legislation that is being heard. Representative Osborne and I have a number of bills up next week with regards to House Bill 2449, for example, is a bill that that prohibits insurer from canceling or raising premiums for fire insurance. Many of our constituents have their insurances increased because of those wildfire maps. They've been used as a tool, even though DCBS says it isn't happening. And so I have a piece of legislation that will limit the insurance companies from increasing their premiums above 3% and restrict them from being canceled just based on where their home is. We have a bad neighbor that's a federal government, and the federal government isn't doing their job in making sure that within the wildland urban interface that those regions and that forest are managed to the point to mitigate fire from burning homes. So it's an opportunity to make sure that we can keep those insurance rates low for our constituents, because there's many places, and especially Douglas County, that is within what we call the wildland urban interface, the WUI. And so I'm, you know, we're plugging away at making sure that that the rural voices are heard. And if any of your listeners out there want to be on these bills of concern lists, please send my office an email stating that they would like to be on the bill of concerns list. And we'll get them out to them.
All right. And before we wrap up here real quick, do you see anything different in the tenor of between the two parties in this session?
I do, actually. It's been it's so far so good. There has been with the change in leadership in both the House and the Senate. Of course, the Senate, we are doing the constitutionally mandated function of reading bills and have since day one. The Democrats aren't very happy about that. With Speaker Rayfield and Leader Breeze Iverson in the House are getting along very well. But this is the point in session when deadlines start coming, Kyle, on pieces of legislation. And then you have these legislation that the drop dead date, if you will, this Tuesday, is usually when when the kumbaya moments come to an end. So as of yet, that hasn't occurred, but it's probably going to happen here pretty soon.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check in again next Friday. State Senator David Brocksmith, live from Salem. Thank you for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.